From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Our summer reading series continues this week with writer Azar Nafisi. She's the author of Reading Lolita in Tehran, the story of her life as a teacher in Iran. She now lives outside Washington and is the director of the Dialogue Project at the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies. Nafisi reads a bit before going to sleep every night, selecting from a stack of books by her bed. Outside of the daily routine, she also manages to sneak in some extra reading time.
During weekends, I wake up really early in the morning and go downstairs to the kitchen and lie on the couch and read before my family wakes up.
Lately, Nafisi has been preoccupied with Diane Ravitch's The Language Police, a book about censorship of American educational textbooks. Nafisi sees Ravitch's book as illustrating ways the United States is more like the rest of the world than many Americans might realize.
It shows that censorship, fundamentalism, all these issues do not just belong to another part of the world. They're always with us. And democracy and pluralism do not belong to this part of the world.
Another recent favorite is Anne Applebaum's Gulag, A History. Nafisi points to the book's warnings for readers in its account of the millions of prisoners who passed through the Soviet Union's work camps.
I think people should constantly be reminded. They shouldn't think that these atrocities were in the past. They're always with us. Both the good and bad of humanity is with us, you know. And we should also ask ourselves, why did we neglect it? And why did we not see these things? Why are we seeing them in hindsight? Which should be a lesson to what we are not seeing now.
Nafisi likes books that ask big questions through the telling of a simple story. Address Unknown by Catherine Taylor is a slim volume of letters that traces the betrayal of one friend by another during World War II.
Reading a book like this makes me think, how would I have acted? You know, the books that make us question not just the evil outside, but the potential evil within us. Or which turn the world not into black and white, but which tell us how complicated and paradoxical human lives are.
Nafisi also enjoys returning to classic fiction. She regularly rereads Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice and Zora Neale Hurston's Their Eyes Were Watching God.
I find it so amazing that both these women, so different, color, nationality, time-wise, are essentially talking about the issue of choice, which is in relationship to one woman, and how eternal this theme is, you know. I mean, how great books belong to our times, but are also eternal.
Lolita's author, Vladimir Nabokov, is another Nafisi favorite. She offers cautionary words from the Russian novelist.
He says readers are born free, and they ought to remain free. I think to all those people who, from right or left or center, who treat books not as genuine readers but as prosecutors, that they should remember this.
Azar Nafisi is the author of Reading Lolita in Tehran. She's professor at the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies in Washington. To learn more about her summer reading choices and those of the other people we've profiled, please visit our website at npr.org.